You are listening to A Public Affair on Monday, June 13. Welcome to Storytellers of Color, our new monthly show that airs every second Monday of the month on KGNU. The main goal of the show is to provide a safe space for communicators of color through a series of conversations to elevate their voices and discuss issues of equality in the media. My name is Rosanna Longo-Better, and our guest this morning is Adriana Paola Palacios Luna. She's a mother of three. She's a communicator, a sociologist, and a political economist of development. She's also a community member, a volunteer community connector, and passionate about art, science, and culture for social justice. Adriana is the founder of Luna Cultura, which recently celebrated its anniversary at the Boulder Public Library. Adriana is how I love to call a maker, a social justice educator, a storyteller, and a producer of Mosaicos Culturales podcast. Welcome, Adriana. It's such a pleasure to have you today for our Storytellers of Color. I have been counting the days to have the opportunity to have you in the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Rosanna. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It's always a pleasure to connect.
It's always so deep. Our conversations go so deep that I am excited about having you this time over for our Storytellers of Color, and especially in this month that is bringing so many things, from Earth celebration, la celebración de la Madre Tierra, to the Immigrant Heritage Month that is so important to highlight, to the movements of the Juneteenth, to the LGBTQ movements and everything that's happening due to the gun violence that we have been experiencing for a long time, but that it got exacerbated. All those things that are coming to my mind as I have this opportunity today to go deep in this conversation of so many topics that I want to bring. But I think that in order for our listeners to understand who you are, let's first talk about your background and your education. Paola, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, thank you, Rosanna. And well, I have been involved with social movements for a long, long time. And I work always toward social justice. I say, like, I got a very lovely friend. She always told me, like, if we can change our cubic meter, we will be making changes, right? Because sometimes you feel that you need to go very far or try to do like a big revolution to make changes. But what I have learned is it is always in community, but it is in our daily lives that we have this amazing space and opportunity to make things better for everybody. And that's because that kind of make what I am, change my history, change everything. I used to be like a kind of rebel teenager, not knowing what to do. And then, but always aware of what, like fighting for justice. And then I was singing like, okay, we need to build justice and against bad politics, politicians and against corruptions and things like that. And a friend told me like, okay, you're singing and you're creating these words like very conscious and everything, but everybody here is drunk and nobody's listening. So it's like, okay, you're not changing anything. So he told me like, if you want to actually change something, you should go out there and do the changes that you want to see, just like Gandhi said, right? And then that's why I start, like, I did a study communication and I focus communication on, there's a branch of the communication that is communication for social change. And that was like what I was focusing. And then I did the master in sociologist. and the PhD in political economy of development. So it's like a, because I always think also that people, we have this comprehensive approach of life, right? We cannot be only like mathematicians or artists or biologists or sociologists. We have to be like a little bit of everything, maybe. And of course, we try to be professionals on certain things. But if we try to have this more, wide perspective, like if you see, I mean, Leonardo da Vinci and Einstein, they were scientists, but also kind of sociologists and artists and like a lot of things at the same. So I think human beings, we are like that. So one path through career wasn't enough. And also the reality makes you understand that you need to gather a lot of tools around you to work with that reality that you're facing.
Yes, it's a reality that is very special and is very complex right now. But like you're saying, we have now a view and access, I'm saying, about so many things that can help us be the makers. So my experience of you by seeing the things that you have been doing in community. And again, I'm going to stress the word community because that's the key here with you. You love doing things in community, not isolated at all. And in that sense, I empathize with you completely. And when you were saying that you were this young rebellious, well, guess what? I was also one back in my country in Ecuador. I was running around painting slogans at walls in the middle of the night with rebellious young people running around and singing again lots of songs. Around that time, we were so deep into the Cuban Revolution and we were singing nonstop. We memorized all those songs. And it is, in a way, very shocking to me to see myself now here in America when all those slogans were precisely against oppression and against somehow what was happening in the countries in South America due to the politics in America. So it's great that you're telling us this. And I also want to make sure that people know which university you went in Mexico, because that was the best one. So, you know, the knowledge that you have is so deep. I have had the opportunity to interview you with many topics. Like one that I still remember that was so profound was about women's rights. That was, you were the strongest of the guests in this panel discussion. So tell us, what's the university you went and how you came to live in Boulder, Colorado?
Yes. Well, I did start at the Jewish University, Universidad Iberoamericana in Puebla. And that connected me a lot with social justice in a very different ways also, because before college, of course, I was already connected, but there's this philosophical approach from the Universidad Iberoamericana that is involved to social justice in many different ways, because you do not have to be a religious person to do this, but they try to, and as always, there's like a good and bad points, because we know they always say like they do have the richest, their schools for the rich people to have money for to bring for the social projects, right? And that's kind of also weird, but it's okay. But that was my first college experience. And then I went to the Universidad Autónoma de Puebla, which is the public school, the Autonomous University of Puebla in Mexico. And I did the master and the PhD in there. And well, the Universidad Autónoma de Puebla has been always recognized as a kind of lefty university. And what does this mean? What does this represent? It represents an approach that is involved with social justice. And I know there's a very complex process to understand politics when you say the formal socialism and the fear of everybody says about communism. But when you see about just understanding that every human should be able to have a good quality of life, and we know that it's hard to define quality of life, because for someone must be to have a car and have a cell phone, for other ones is to have education, to have food, and to have access to healthcare, right? So, and I think we have reached the point where we understand that at least all humans should have their basic human rights guaranteed, right? So, and that is not socialism, that is not capitalism, that is not communism, that is just right. This is just what we need to be able to live well, right?
For everyone. That is precisely, that is the concept of el buen vivir. That is really a big concept in our Spanish speaking world, in our South American, Central American, North America with Mexico, because that's extremely important, you know. Let's just say it out loud here that yes, there are the Americas, you know, there's Canada in North America, there are the United States in North America, there is Mexico in North America, and it goes all the way down to touch Central America and then starts South America. And it goes all the way down. So we need to be aware of even those words that are framing our reality.
That America is a big continent. It's not just a part of it.
And our indigenous people, our natives, they have been occupied in this land forever, at least from what we know.
Yes, and something that you said is like very important, the approach of the buen vivir, like it allows you to understand that the ways that we are producing everything and making merchandise of everything, like marketing, even life, right, is not the way that we should be doing it, because we have hurt the lands, we have hurt the people's bodies, we have hurt everything. And the buen vivir is calling out to say like, okay, how can we produce less to actually get better and get more? Because when you have a better quality of air, water, land, quality of the food that you're accessing, so you don't have to, like, everybody's eating here in Boulder organic food. Well, not everybody. Everybody that can afford it. So how can we change that? How can we change that we actually grow healthy food, but that actually everybody can access that, right? And there are ways to do it. And we know that we are not talking about scarcity, because there's a lot of food being waste. Is more how is this distributed, and how can we redistribute all the we don't like to talk only about resources, but all our assets that we have as communities.
Mm-hmm. Precisely, from, you know, utilizing the land that we have outside our houses to plant and, you know, eat from our own land, to request access to real food for our children, especially those that tend to get diabetes and high blood pressure. You're making me think about the story I was able to put together thanks to the movement started by the parents in Longmont requesting Sand Brain to provide healthy food for their kids, and the complexity of what it entitles to change a whole system. But just to think that there's so many amazing farms, organic farms in Longmont, makes you think, what's going on? The food is there. We just need to bring it. So boom. You know, all these little, that's the buen vivir, really having this idea of we're all in this together. And if somebody is not doing well, nobody is doing well.
Yes. And finding this approach as a way to actually activate a healthy economy, which doesn't mean an economy with some a little group of people will have everything and a lot of people will have nothing, right? So you can make it more sustainable, more equitable, and focus on wellness for everybody.
Wellness for everybody. Adriana Paola Palacios Luna, a maker, a social justice, cultural, and podcast producer now. I'm so proud of you. I still remember when you said to me, hey, Rosanna, I think I'm going to start putting together a podcast. And hey, help me out, listen, give me some advice. And I remember listening to the very beginning. I was just so surprised. Before this interview, I have been listening this weekend to many of your pieces, and I have been so touched. Why? Because you are bringing, as a community connector, passionate about social justice, a need for our community, and in a beautiful and natural way. So now my question goes, as the creator of the Luna Cultura, that it would be super nice for us to share why you started the Luna Cultura, and then to talk about this project, this creation of mosaicos culturales. I love the word, mosaicos culturales. Those are the two strong questions. And I just want to make sure that our listeners know that they are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and we have here a maker. Adriana Paola Palacios Luna. I love that you have your four last names, and we're talking about Luna Cultura, something that she created out of a need in the community, and this podcasting new thing that you have that is mixed with. It's like a big creation, like your tapestry that I have seen you put together. So it's art. It's really art. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, as I say before, I have been always involved with social justice. And what I find is like a better way to approach to it and move forward to build together as access for everything. It is through community. And also, I find art, science, culture, technology, and many other tools around us that make us makers, because we come from a very long history of makers. So we see the first weavings doing with branches and branches and leaves in our communities, right? Making tapestry, but also petates, we call petates, which is for the floor, but you can also become a bed, and it's very versatile. And then we are makers from, as I say, as a long history of makers. And what I just do is how to do we connect this creative approach that our communities have, and gather together to talk about social issues. So every time that we build a piece of art, that we build an electronic, that we do any coding or any activity that Luna Cultura promotes, is always woven with a social issue subject that we discuss, we talk, we learn, and we share about it. And we gather tools not only to make and develop some skills about making some art, but also about maybe how can we get more community engaged? How can we have civic engaged? How can we change policies? How can we support policy making and things like that? So as I say,
you just draw this image to me, like we use our hands to make things. We use our language also to make things. So the coming together of the use of your hands and the creation here also with the words as we create. And then community is incredible. I remember you gave me this image right now of me sitting down as a little girl, holding the corn and just, you know, working on it, making, helping my mom, my aunt, and everybody around with the food and just that. And then making empanadas all together in the kitchen. And it's this making of things together as a community, not isolated in our own houses. It makes a huge difference.
And it's like the way that we can connect as a community and also as ourselves, right? Because then we connect our mind and we are thinking and we're creating and we are learning and we are sharing experiences, but also our heart, like how are we feeling and our emotions and how can we manage stress and anxiety through art and other things and healing from historical trauma, but also our hands. So it's like a very comprehensive approach, like trying mind, body, soul, community, inner and outer. And yeah, trying to.
So besides, you know, creating this maker space, this safe space that you have created for community, for everybody, no discrimination at all. You know, if you have a special need, you are welcome. If you have a limitation, you are welcome. If you have something amazing to give, you are also welcome. No discrimination, open, completely open. But you now have something that is very particular, that is this podcast, this Mosaicos Culturales, done in Spanish. And you have created something that has like three pieces. And I want to just know and to hear from you how you created this. What was your thought process of creating this Mosaicos Culturales podcast with different segments that are so eye-opener?
Thank you. Well, as I say, I love communication, and I think I have been a communicator in different ways, through art, through, I write to the newspaper also every week and things like that. And then I find this sometimes not lack of information, because we know there's different ways to access information, but I wanted to bring a little bit more and connect it through art, science, technology, culture, but because it's not about, and it's not a news podcast or things like that. So I got these five sections that I start. Well, we need to talk about our collective memory, our history. So it's kind of like, like remembering what happened in a week like this, like long time ago, and is connected to Mexico and Latin American history, but also US history and world history, because like international days and things like that. And a brief description of these historical events, but also trying to honor and celebrate like victories about human rights and honor like Mother Earth and yeah, community. And then after that, we have today's life, La Vida Hoy, which try to provide resources or information about maybe a subject or more. And I bring in guests where they share their perspectives and programs and services. And then we do have Conversando con la Luna, which sometimes gets more poetic and music, and we have an artist or someone that will share their art with us. And then we do have Oralidades, which is storytelling. And we have also some poetry, but also more like connecting with our traditions and legendas and mitos and ritos and things like that.
Let's just touch, since this is storytellers of color, let's just touch oralidades. If we can go deep into the importance of oral history.
Well, I think that's kind of like the main point of the whole thing, right? Like storytelling. And everybody has a story to tell. So we connect with our ancestors, we connect our storytellers in all the history that we have, but also with new storytelling. So what I have is like this space where we can make tell about our legends, our sounds, our stories, and we have connect with some Totonaco poet, and you can hear in some in Totonaco, some in Nahuatl, some in Spanish, and yeah, multilingual.
That is so, it has such a touch, you know. I always say that the language that is spoken, the Quichua, the Quechua, and all those that are also different in my country especially, they sound like birds singing. It's so calming for my nervous system, so calming. It just brings me home. And those sounds that you are bringing and those languages are ancient, and they take you, you know, to the root of the land. And then you're suddenly transported and you feel that you belong. So that was my, you know, that's what I can tell you I got after listening to Mosaicos Culturales. And I recommend to those that are listening this morning here at KGNU, your community radio, right now is 9:01. And the time has gone so fast. But I do want to recommend to the listeners to go to Mosaicos Culturales, a podcast that you can find easily, done by Luna Cultura, and Adriana Paola Palacios Luna is the producer. And I'm so happy. I want to congratulate you, not only for the podcast, but also for your anniversary and for the fantastic work that you continue doing, especially bringing information that is extremely important for our Spanish speaking community that is present here in Boulder County and in Colorado in general.
Yes, and I want to invite your audience, like anyone that would like to share a story or share a service or resource with our community. The podcast is in Spanish, but even if you do not speak Spanish, we can always arrange something so we can share resources and information to our communities. And also, yeah, inviting to listen to them, even if they do not speak Spanish. The music and the sounds is also a way to connect. And yeah,
it has this tone and this cadence that is so beautiful. So I do truly recommend to our listeners to go check you out. And I just want to congratulate you again for the anniversary and all the work that you are doing, Adriana Paola Palacios Luna. I was super lucky to meet you during the pandemic, and it has been so nice to continue connecting with you and see the wonderful work that you do uniting community. Thank you.
And thank you for all what you do, because you're inspired.
Thank you. Yeah, I love being part of my community. Thank you, Adriana Paola Palacios Luna, for joining us for our Storytellers of Color this morning. It is so fantastic to have you. Really, I don't want to miss out saying thank you this morning to you. This is Storytellers of Color, a collaborative series inspired by Journals of Color and Latinx Voices Group, with an open invitation to occupy the safe space that we are providing every second Monday of the month as part of a public affair here in KGNU Community Radio. I have been your host, Rosanna Longo-Better.